With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. For most Maryland residents, when we flush the toilet, our waste gets treated in a sewage plant to protect the Chesapeake Bay. But 20% of state households, mostly those in rural areas, use a far more primitive waste disposal system, a septic tank. Basically, a pit underground that is designed to slowly leak pollutants into the groundwater and nearby streams. Septic tanks were not much of a problem when they served a few scattered farmhouses. But then developers began building whole cities of McMansions out in rural areas linked to these old-fashioned leaky waste pits. And that meant more pollution oozing into the bay. 4 years ago, Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley's administration imposed regulations to help address this problem. The rules mandate that any new homes built in areas not served by sewage treatment plants need to install septic systems with the best available nitrogen removal technology, which can cost $10,000 per house. When Republican Governor Larry Hogan took office last year, real estate developers and their allies in rural county governments complained that the additional costs were hurting their profits and suppressing the sales of new homes in places like Carroll and Frederick counties. And so on Monday, the Hogan administration responded by revoking O'Malley's rules. Instead, Hogan's Department of the Environment issued proposed regulations that would require these pollution control systems only for about 10% of new homes, those built within 1,000 feet of bay tributaries. Hogan's Secretary of the Environment, Ben Grumbles, issued a written statement that said in part, quote, "This is a measured step to reduce regulatory burden and build public support for a smarter and more effective septics program across the state," unquote. Grumbles explained that, under Hogan's new program, the state would step up its inspection and enforcement efforts to focus on failing septic systems, not requiring the best technology for new homes statewide. Rona Cobell, who covered the issue for the Bay Journal, said, "It does not make sense to limit the requirement for the nitrogen removal equipment only to septic systems built right next to bay tributaries.
You don't have to be on the water for your septic system to cause pollution because it gets into the groundwater, it gets into the drinking water. So it is fairly significant that so many septic systems under the rollback will be allowed to continue as is, and that all the new homes that are coming to the rural areas won't have to have the new septics."
Richard Hall was the state's Secretary of Planning under O'Malley. He said that Hogan's encouraging of more housing developments on septic systems means longer commutes, more air pollution, and more consumption of land. Houses on septic systems create up to 10 times more pollution than homes on sewer systems. Hall said there's also a fairness issue in Hogan giving this break to rural homebuyers.
They're getting a free ride because they're not removing nutrients. And people living in our suburban areas, and our towns, and our cities, most of them have advanced wastewater treatment plants and are paying sewer bills to remove that nutrient pollution before it gets to the bay.
The big picture is that there is an emerging pattern to Governor Hogan's record. Although he approved regulations for poultry manure, Hogan killed the Red Line Mass Transit Rail project in Baltimore, eliminated a mandate for stormwater pollution control fees, and in May, vetoed alternative energy legislation called the Clean Energy Jobs Act. What's the pattern? Hogan is pandering to rural Republican voters and stiffing the environment and Chesapeake Bay. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.